Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RT.ie. Carol Beattie. Carol, good afternoon.
Hiya, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you after your ordeal? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, I will, Joe. I live in Skerries. My husband took our 8-year-old family pet. She's a small Cavalier King Charles Cross. She's the cutest little thing, very placid.
Okay.
He walked her around the corner, a 7-minute walk to our local C&T supermarket. And he secured her with her lead to the little bicycle rail that's outside, where that's where people, to be honest with you, when they're going in there, that's where they put their dogs. And
I presume you're not allowed to bring the dog into the shop.
Not at all, Joe. Okay. No, no. The
little one
has arthritis in her lower back, so she doesn't do the big runs she used to do, but she loves any of the walks. He walked as far as the shop, and in he went. Joe, we have it on CCTV. He was not even 20 seconds in the shop when a woman ran in to say that two men in a white van have taken the dog, put her in the back of the van, and they're gone.
Wow.
So he pegged it out of the shop. God love him. I actually explained to C&T, sorry we didn't pay for the paper. He had his paper in his hand. It's only inside the door, the way they get them. They were gone. A nice man with a son put my husband into the car. They tried to follow the van. You assume immediately your dog's been stolen, Joe. It's your worst nightmare because she's our 8-year-old beautiful family pet that has been through a journey in our life, in our house, with everybody's stuff going on, and she's just a brilliant pet. How are we going to tell the youngest daughter who's still living at home 8 years ago? Lauren was 10 when we got the dog, her huge big companion. The dog is gone, and we immediately he went off in the car looking for the van. I went into C&T's to get the cameras to see, like, look, can we get Reg? My other daughter, I rang her. We were running the beach. We were panicked. And Lauren, I eventually had to tell my other daughter, who was at home with the dog, like, look, the dog is gone, but we need you to stay calm and get it up on Facebook rapid. You know social media better than any of us. Get up there, 18 years of age. She put it up, Joe, and immediately people were saying the dog wardens have been on the beach giving out fines for dogs running up the beach today with no leads. So that gave us a little bit of hope, Joe.
Eventually, that possibly was a dog warden.
That it wasn't stolen, that we'd have hope of getting her back, even if she is being taken by a dog warden. Joe, being honest with you, I honestly, hand on heart, didn't know it was illegal to tie our dog up outside the shop. The main thing is we were up and down the beach, we were around Skerries, neighbours, people were brilliant. We got a lovely guard in the guard station. I told him we tried all the numbers in the pounds. We have a picture of the footage where the white van pulled up as my husband was just gone in. Joe, they had to have seen him secure the dog to the railings, because you can see it within actually 12 seconds. And he was back out in 20 on the camera, the white van across the road, just pulling up, unmarked. And that's the thing, an unmarked white van, you're assuming she's gone, like. A local guard, a very nice man. He was so compassionate, Joe. He eventually, we tried to get the pound. You get answer machines after answer machines. Don't know how he got the mobile number. He got eventually from somebody. And they did eventually, about 2 hours later, we got confirmation that the units are out today. A small dog, fitting your family's description, sounds like it is the dog. But I said to him, tell them we have a name tag or collar, everything's on her.
Okay.
No, they can present themselves to the pound tomorrow to see if it's their dog and get the dog. So you're going to bed that night praying, right, we think we have her, but please, God, just let it be her. That 5% of doubt is there. But Joe, my big...
And did you offer, like, when you rang and said there is a name tag, did you say, well, the dog's name is Bella? Like, does that coincide?
Oh, yeah. I said to the guard, tell them Bella. It's on our tag. It's around her neck. And no, all they would do is confirm that they seized a dog. They picked up a dog. The word seized was used in the pound yesterday morning. Picked up a dog outside the supermarket in Skerries. They can come in tomorrow between 9 and 1 and 2 and 5, see if it's their dog, and they can pay the fine. So, Joe, what I will say to you is 2 points. First of all, apart from the fact the stress it caused, because I said it's a family pet. She's a small little thing, terrified at the best of times, getting into the car, just going on a short spin. The visualising her putting her into the back of a van. I'd like to think they'd say, because her name was there, come on, Bella, hop in there. I doubt it, Joe. Doubt it very much. I'd say she was thrown in the back of the van. But judging by what I saw when I went up to the pound to get her yesterday morning, I'd say there's no compassion, and that's the problem for the animal. There's no welfare for that animal. We picked her up yesterday. It was lashing rain. We went into the office. I was on the doorstep at 9 o'clock. She flicked through. Now, a nice lady, girls only come in from work at 9 o'clock, fair enough. She flicked through her dockets, Joe, like she was looking for me laundry in the cleaners, you know. Picked up a docket. Yeah, there was a dog picked up outside the supermarket. Go down to the kennels there and see if it's your dog. We go down and, Joe, all these dogs are lined up in their cages, metal grid bar things. We couldn't see her as we walked along the line. And here was the one cage, two from the end, that had her little lead like a trophy hanging on her on the gate of this kennel thing. I looked in. I couldn't see her, Joe. I looked in and then I looked down and she was cowering in the corner. And just looked up at me. I burst out crying. My daughter went to open the bolt. Your man goes, no, you can't take the dog. You have to go back to the office now and do the paperwork. Oh, Lauren, you take her. Lauren opened the gate and got into the kennel place where the dog was with her because she couldn't take her. I ran back to the postman there delivering letters. I'm like, please, mister, please hurry up. So eventually we paid the fine, €100 for the dog being left unattended and €20 for her board for the evening. Yeah, Joe, she was on a plastic sheet on a concrete ground. There was no food in the bowl and there was dirty water in the other bowl.
And how was Bella? She was
soaking in pee, Joe. She peed herself, I'd say, all night. Lauren picked her up. She cried. She scraped. She was stinking. We put her into the... And I'd say it was her own stink. She wasn't in with other dogs unless there was some in the van. She was on her own. They were all on their own in the pound and in their own cages. And we brought her out wrapped in her own blanket that she sleeps on Lauren's bed, you see, every night. So we brought her home wrapped in her blanket, everything, her collar, Lauren's clothes, everything went into the wash when we came home. And she ate really well. But after that, Joe, she slept all day. And going to bed, we were worried last night because one of her eyes was bloodshot. So I actually have a vet's appointment at 5 o'clock this evening just to get her checked out. She's licensed. She's chipped. She is wormed. Mm. She has her booster vaccination every year. We have her on a lead on the beach because I know what it's like when dogs bounce over to you. So I am very aware of that. The evening time when the beach is quiet, I will take her off. She'll have a run on the beach. So in other words, Joe, as best as we can, we are responsible dog owners, right? We produced my license. I produced everything I was needed up there on Monday morning. But going in there on Monday morning, there was about 7 dog wardens. They were standing around their white vans and... Like somebody said to me, did you say anything to them? I said, you just want to get into the office and know it's Bella.
Are people aware that if you tie your dog up outside a shop and go in, obviously can't bring in the dog.
Yeah.
It is totally legal for a dog warden to impound your dog.
Apparently so. Section 9, I was told. Dog being left...
Because we have a statement here from the County Council and they say, Fingal County Council does not discuss individual dogs or individual cases. Section 9, the Control of Dogs Act, basically says that the dog must be under the charge of whoever's accompanying the dog and keeps it under effectual control. A dog tied up in a public place is not under control and may be removed by a dog warden. The warden usually waits for a reasonable period of time before exercising his judgment as to whether the dog should be removed in the interest of the dog's welfare.
Yeah. Well, isn't that lovely on paper, Joe? That's lovely on paper.
Was Bella distressed when...
Not at all. Everybody knows Bella coming in and out of C&Ts. Bella sits there like a... I'm not messing, Joe. She sits there like a little lamb. This is what gets me. I'd say she went off with your man, not a bother for a second or two, thinking, oh, grand, and going for another walk. You know, honest to God, Joe. The thing is, she was secured well. Now, the point I'm making is, Joe... I walk that dog, that's just my husband who's retired around Skerries, right? We see elderly people, I know elderly people that have their little dogs, it's all they have in the day for their potter to the shop.
Right.
People with mobility scooters that walk along holding their dogs, Joe. What's going to happen there? You know, like it's the cruel way it was done. And let me just go back to what you just read out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They took the dog and walked rapid into the back of the van. The woman saw it. It was less than 20 seconds of
The main issue we get about dog wardens, in fairness to them, is that there's not enough of them, Carol. So maybe they were just busy and they just want to...
Joe, listen, let me tell you. We all have a job to do and we all get busy, okay? And you have to prioritise things. How long does it take to wait that... Well, I think I put in my email to you. If they have a job to do, that's
okay. Let me come at it another way.
Wait and talk to the owner.
Was there any other shop open on Sunday morning that your husband could have been in? Is there a whole slew of shops on that stretch?
said the chemist at the very, very other end, Joe, and should they have a bicycle railing too, you could have tied the dog to. Joe,
so my point what I'm is thinking is, could the dog warden have stuck his or her head in and said, who owns that dog out here?
Of course he could have. It's right outside T&T's. But I mean, my point is, Joe, they're in the warmth of their van, by the way, which the dogs aren't when they're thrown in the back. Could they not have sat in the cab of their van by that dog for 2-5 minutes max? 5 minutes max, because I don't agree with leaving a dog outside for a long length of time. It's in for buying a newspaper, not a weekly shop. Sit there. The owner can come out, slap a fine on Dave there and then. That's fine. You're in the wrong. You've had your dog tied up.
Now, you see, the problem is
Don't take the dog.
Yeah, but I can't verify. I don't disbelieve or believe otherwise. But I can't verify these timings you're giving me, in fairness, because the dog wardens are not allowed to come on or don't
come on. Okay, but that's okay, Joe. We have it on CCTV. Yeah, we know in our hearts what happened.
But dog wardens are interested in the welfare
of the dog. Oh, Joe, can I say one more thing?
No, Carol, hang on. Just hang on. I'll let you back in, I promise, in a sec. 51551. Johanna Summers is in Raheny. Go ahead, Johanna.
Hi, how are you? Just listening to that lady's story there. Yeah. It's terrible. It's an awful ordeal for her to have to go through. And certainly, like, if the dog is clearly well cared for, has a tag on, you would have expected the dog warden to, you know, suss out the local area, wait a couple of minutes, be reasonable about it. If the dog was clearly, you know, in good condition, like you see dogs that are left in awful conditions, or you hear about them all the time, certainly in my line of work.
Does this happen often, dogs being tied up outside shops and supermarkets?
Oh, certainly. Like, if the dog warden was to go down to St. Anne's Park on any given day, there'd be people queuing outside Olive's room to get their coffees, and there'd be all the dogs would be tied up outside.
Do the people in St. Anne's Park in Clontarf, or Raheny, do they know it's illegal?
I wouldn't have thought so, no. I wouldn't, you know, I'm not advocating anyone leaving a dog tethered for any serious length of time, absolutely not. But if you're running into a shop to get something, I can't see how, you know, that would be a problem. Like, I mean, if you can sort of see the dog, or you know you're only going to be in and out in 2 minutes.
There's no, I presume, Carol, there's no way, you couldn't leave a note on the dog saying I'm in the shop.
Yeah. No, I know, Joe. But you know what's interesting, Joe, that I think it's an important point to make, because I know you were saying that the dog wardens having the job to do.
Yeah.
The young lads who looked after the dogs, I actually said to that kid yesterday, I was crying, taking Bella home. I said, thank you so much for what you did for, you know. But he said to me, do you know what? It's not right. He said, you know your dog's looked after. And he says, I'll tell you something. He says, it wouldn't have happened with any of the wardens that work Monday to Friday.
Yeah, okay, well, you can't say that.
I'm just telling you what he said.
Yeah, but that's just an opinion of someone. Seriously, he doesn't have any weight. And I just want to disavow
but
that.
But the point I'm making, Joe, is...
Yeah, that was just someone's opinion.
But the point I want to make is that some people, Joe, use common sense and some people don't.
Yeah, but again, but my problem, Carol, is, in fairness to the dog warden, be it a man or woman, I don't know, is I don't know their side of the story. Now, I'm very anxious to hear their side of the story, but Fingal County Council do say a dog tied up in a public place, not under control, may be removed by a dog warden. The dog warden usually waits a reasonable period of time before exercising the judgment as to whether the dog should be removed in the interest of its welfare. So as far as I know from what you've told me, the dog warden that you're talking about was totally and completely operating within the instructions given to him by his employer and given to him by the law. Okay, I don't want that said about
that. It's the dog's welfare. You need to read that line again. It wasn't in the interest of the dog's welfare, Joe.
Okay,
but that's important, if it was a reasonable length of time.
Okay. And Carol, where have you seen dogs tied up at outside supermarkets?
Well, it would be people going into the supermarket for paper, or outside of coffee shops I've seen them. I'm not saying there are people are in having their coffee. I'm just saying it is, people do it, Joe. People, I mean, I've seen mobility scooters, people have their dogs. Like, what I want to do, first of all, is make people aware that, hey, do you know what? We didn't know, but it is illegal. And they can lift your dog. And what the lady in the office said to me when I was leaving yesterday, if you're walking your dog home after being out for a walk, right, now just picture this. You take the dog off the lead on the last little while up to your house.
Okay.
You go in to open your front door. While your dog is still out on the footpath, that dog is still unattended and can be seized. And seized is the word that was used yesterday to me all the time.
Okay.
Seizing the dog is different to compassionately putting it into your van. That's what's killing me. Is she was in the back of a van, Joe. It's not for the welfare of the dog. And that's what the county council
I just wanted to do dog wardens. Maybe if there are dog wardens around the country, they can. Do they have facilities with them where they can, you say your dog was chipped, where they can read the chip there and then?
Well, I got different opinions on that from people saying surely they can chip the dog there and then. And
they can generally. They run on batteries.
Thanks, Joanna. I didn't know that.
Yeah. They generally could do that.
And what do they read on their machine when they scan the chip?
Your name and address will come up. Oh, is it? That's okay.
Your name, address, and a contact number.
Her phone number was on our little collar, Joe.
Okay, Joe Kennedy. Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. What happened?
Yeah, same thing on Saturday. Basically, I have a little Springer Spaniel here. My mother's got 3-stage dementia, and it's the only comfort that she has at night time. And I was playing the guitar, and he nipped out the back door. It was about a half an hour before I realised. So we have a satellite collar on him. It's a very high-tech looking piece of equipment with his name embroidered on the top, Buddy, my phone number. I was running around for 3 hours, and I was convinced, I just convinced that somebody had picked him up and put him in a van, and that was the end of him. He's chipped, he's licensed, he's vaccinated, he's extremely well fed, so he's a beautiful coat, he's not, you know, and the lifeguard told me that...
Your dog escaped from the house. Where did the dog go?
He went down onto... I live right on the beach.
So
I live right on the beach.
The dog headed up the beach?
He headed up the beach, and I believe that the dog wardens were down and they coaxed him over. This is from what the lifeguard had told me. They coaxed him over, and he's very friendly, and naturally he went with them. But what distresses me is that I went up to the pound at 9:15, Ashtown Pound, and there was dogs barking, and I bang, 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 the dog. Two lads jumped over. I do agree. He was off the lead. There is rules, but it's just one of those things. What distressed me was that they just could have rang to say, "Look, we've taken your dog. I had a terribly restless night. My mother, you know, doesn't. She loves the dog. She's an animal person, and you know, up all night, and very distressed. And
I agree.
Covered in dirt and muck.
But Joe, they did. In one sense, rescue your dog.
In fairness, it wasn't a gypsy. I thought it might have been somebody else. And yes, they did. But what I think everyone else, I had great help from a friend who put it up on Facebook, and I had leash dog. I think it was leash or Dundalk.
But your point is, have they not got facility for phoning you there and then?
Facebook is so accessible. The dog warden.
I'm ringing. What's her phone number on the dog's collar?
A huge. You can't miss it. You cannot miss it. To put on a dog collar, believe it or not, it's not pencil or pen. I've learned over the years is to put Tippex. Tippex doesn't come off, and it's Tippexed in white emblazoned on the top of this satellite collar. Huge aerial on it. This is an aerial on it.
Okay.
Could I say something?
Sorry, guys.
Can I make the point that gentleman's just making, right? Okay, you can say, Joe, that dog was rescued. Our dog was taken from outside the shop. The point is, if you're working on a Sunday lifting people's family pets, at least have somebody that can make a call to say, we've lifted your dog, you can come back and pay the fine tomorrow. At least we'd have known.
Exactly.
That man managed
to
pay
okay.
Surely the priority should be to reunite the dog.
Okay. I don't know why they're taking them outside shops and that.
Okay,
I think that's ridiculous.
Okay. Joe Kennedy, thanks indeed. By the way, Joe, just give me 1 minute on how a companion... Did you mention to me that your mother is unwell?
She's got dementia. Oh, okay. So the dog is a companion to my mum. And basically that's... You know, look, it's not a human or anything like that. But at the same time, he's a part of the family. And it was extremely distressing. I was more worried just for my mum than anything else. And when I said it to the lads...
But does your mother... I take that point, but does your mother... Because we're I've noticed increasingly we're getting more and more calls from families who have relatives with dementia, and they're looking for ideas, for help, for anything.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal. Comfort.
Just as a companion.
That's it. Just to have her on the bed. She's an animal person anyway, and it's phenomenal comfort. And that's where my distress levels are to the roof. What am I going to do?
Okay.
And I will say this, the pound, they wanted £350 off me. I haven't got £350, basically. But I did pay £120, and I was delighted to have him back. And I just said to your man, could you please update your page? It hasn't been updated since March. All you got to do is smartphones, take a photograph, load it up to the cloud, whatever way it works. And at least we knew. I didn't know where he was. I didn't know where. Okay. I only had the story of a lifeguard, and I was only a young lad. I didn't know whether it was true or not true.
But, okay. Carol Beattie, thanks, Johanna.
Just update the page.
Okay, point well made, Joe Kennedy, 51551.